Welcome back to the Kanyu History Club. Tonight, we'll have another Alamat episode where we'll share the story of Bakunawa and the Seven Moons, and why the sky is curved and why the sky is high. So get your blankets, milk and cookies, get comfortable, and let's begin. This story is adapted from Fernando A. Boyser's book, The Sogilanong Pilipinhon, which was published in 1926 and was first documented in Sogilanong Karaan in 1913 by the same guy, Fernando Boyser. Bakunawa and the Seven Moons. According to the ancient folks, when Bathala created the moon, he created seven of it, so that each would illuminate one night of the week. The nights were bright and ever so beautiful, because of these seven queens who continuously shone in the night sky. But the joy of the people on earth didn't last, and the beauty of the sky was no more, when one night a terrifying creature that coiled around the world like an evil serpent, as St. John told about in Apocalypsis, envied the beautiful creations of the Almighty, and to the great dismay of the people on earth, swallowed six of the moons. The serpent was named Bakunawa. When Bathala saw the creature devouring all but one moon, he planted bamboos on the remaining moon. From afar, they looked like stains on the surface of the moon. To the people's despair at the loss of the six stars, they learned to heavily guard themselves so that the one last moon would not be taken and destroyed by the frightening serpent. One night, the whole world panicked at the deafening scream of the people, the banging of drums, among other objects that people could get a hold of to produce loud noise and sharp echoes as they saw the moon being attacked by the Bakunawa. Children, big people, the elderly, women and men all cried, "Return our moon!" among other unpleasant words. This was the only sound heard throughout the world that night. Cries and moans blended together and took over the hearts of the people who feared that the world would end if they lost the only moon they had left. The people came out of their houses and kneeled on the ground to pray that they would not be deprived of their moon. It was a pity sight to behold, but our brothers and sisters did not understand then what eclipse was. The loud noises stopped as they saw the Bakunawa finally spit out the moon. The joy of the people at the return of the moon could not be described that night. They lifted their hearts to the sky like flowers and uttered their praises of gratefulness to the Almighty who owned all creations. Up to this time of progress, many still believed in the Bakunawa, and a lot still screamed, "Return our moon!" And those in the mountainous regions and shores still practiced this when an eclipse occurred. This was proven to us in the recent eclipses that had happened in our towns. It was true what an old proverb said, "The footprint of the old people never disappears." And this footprint is immortalized in the history of our city.
The stories I will be sharing tonight are Why the Sky is High and Why the Sky is Curved, as written in the book Filipino Popular Tales by Dean Spruill Fansler. Why the Sky is High, as narrated by Diograsius Luterio of Iloilo. In the olden days, the sky was low, so low that it could be reached by a stick of ordinary length. The people in those days said that God had created the sky in such a way that he could hear his people when they called to him. In turn, God could send his blessings to earth as soon as men needed them. Because of this close connection between God and his subjects, the people were well provided for, and they did not need to work. Whenever they wanted to eat, they would simply call God. Before the request was made, almost, the food would be on the table. But after the expulsion of Adam and Eve, God made men work for their own living. With this change in their condition came the custom of holding feasts, when the men would rest from their labors. One day, one of the chiefs, Abing by name, held a feast. Many people came to enjoy it. A sayaw, or native war dance, was given in honor of the men belonging to the chief, and it was acted by men brandishing spears. While acting, one of the actors who was drunk tried to show his skill, but he forgot that the sky was so low. When he darted his spear, he happened to pierce the sky, and one of the gods was wounded. This angered God the Father, so he raised the sky as we have it today, far from the earth. Why the Sky is Curved, as narrated by Aurelia Malvar, a Tagalog from Santo Tomas, Batangas. Many, many years ago, when people were innocent, as soon as they died, their souls went directly to heaven. In a short time, heaven was crowded with souls, because nearly everyone went there. One day, while God was sitting on his throne, he felt that it was moved by someone. Upon looking up, he saw that the souls were pushing towards him, because the sky was about to fall. At once, he summoned 5 angels and said to them, "Go at once to the earth and hold up the sky with your heads until I can have it repaired." Then God called together all his carpenters and said to them, "Repair the heavens as soon as possible." The work was done, but it happened that the tallest angel was standing in the center of the group, and so, ever since, the sky has been curved. Thank you for listening to the stories we've shared tonight. Again, these stories are from the works of Fernando A. Boiser and Dean Spruill Fansler. Tell us what you think about these stories. Tweet at us at Konya History Club on Twitter or message us at konyahistoryclub@gmail.com. Thank you again and good night.